Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 309. Abide in His love. Listen to how Jesus says this. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. John 15, verse 9. Just stop for a moment. Let that land. Jesus is not inventing a new love here. He is opening his hands and passing on the very love he received from the Father, the love that existed before the world was formed, the deepest love anywhere in the universe. That love has already been poured out on the Son, and the Son gives it to you. To you, today, in this day, in this life you are living. And this is not love in easy words. This love was tested. It was carried all the way to the cross, not when it was simple, not when it cost little, but to the very end, to the very last breath. Christ loved when it hurt. Christ loved when it cost everything. And it is in that love, unshakable, proven, real, that he calls us to dwell. Abide. That is the word. It is a command, but it does not sound like a burden. The tone in Jesus' voice here is an open door. It is the voice of someone saying, "This house is yours. Come in. Stay." He does not push anyone. He calls, and the door of his love is never closed to anyone who wants to walk through it. But abiding is not a feeling that simply happens to you. Abiding is a choice. Every morning you wake up and the world is already pulling the worries, the urgencies, the voices telling you to run faster, prove more, get more done, and in the middle of all of that, there is one decision you can make. Don't move away from him. Like a branch that stays on the vine. Not the desperate grip of someone afraid, but the quiet decision of someone who knows where life comes from. And when you stay, when you abide, something happens that you cannot manufacture on your own. Fruit appears. Not because you tried harder, not because you worked to be a better person, but because you were connected to the source. And what overflows from him begins to overflow from you. Love received becomes love given. That is how it works. That simple and that deep. So here is what I am asking you to do today. Before breakfast, before you pick up your phone, before you let the day begin, say something to Jesus out loud. Three words are enough. I abide in your love. It doesn't have to be beautiful. It doesn't have to be long. It just has to be real. Let that yes be the very first word of your day. Not an obligation, a homecoming. You are choosing to stay close to him. Do that today, right now, if you can. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.